Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history with stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. War Bride. It wasn't all sunshine and roses falling in love with Lorne. As a young English woman during World War II, my father forbade me to meet with Canadian soldiers stationed nearby. The same went for Lorne. His mum told him not to bring an English woman back to Canada. I'm Vera Brown of Waskata. I was Vera Booker until 1945, before the end of the war. That was a scary time. Our home in Kent was in line for the thundering bombing raids over London. We knew family and friends who died. There were constant blackouts and the interminable rationing. For us young folks, life became about living, having a good time in the moments we knew we had. There was no assurance the sun would rise for us, and we weren't even the ones fighting. I can't imagine what the soldiers were thinking. They sure looked forward to letting their hair down at local dances, though. That's how Lorne and I met. New Year's Eve, 1944. Lorne charmed me, and fortunately my family as well. There wasn't extra money around, so friends offered their treasured ration books, which helped us raise money for wedding finery and for a simple reception, almost 6 months after New Year's. Yes, it was quick, but in the circumstances, why wait? Most brides those days made silver horseshoes to carry in the wedding. We needed any hope we could muster. Lorne left for home in February 46, and I followed in May. There were hundreds, thousands of us aboard the Queen Mary and other luxury liners outfitted for wartime. Then we took a special war bride train to our destination cities. That was fun, chatting about our hopes and dreams as we went across this never-ending country. It took days to get to Winnipeg. There were even a couple of war grooms on the train due to Canadian service women falling in love while stationed in England. That train ride, I had never even contemplated so many rocks and trees and rocks and water. The forest eventually opened to the vast prairie. At last we pulled into Winnipeg, such built-up anticipation. As we slowed, I saw Lorne running alongside. I didn't know whether to laugh or to cry. We spent a few joyous days in the city and then boarded another train to Waskata. Wow! Even bigger spaces. There was a lot to get used to. Creamed corn, I'm still not sure about that one. Our wedding shower, with speeches. We didn't do that back home. Made my knees shake. Outdoor toilet, yow, tough in winter. Bathing in a tin tub, only on Saturday evening though. And heating water on a wood stove. Somehow we made it, raising three girls to boot. This country settled my nerves. We seem so very far away from any hint of war out here. I'll put up with a lot for a place like that. War Bride was adapted from a story in Vantage Points 5. Please contact Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. There you'll learn where to buy all 5 volumes of stories. You can find past radio stories at discoverwestman.com/community. See you later.